How to prepare. The preparation for what is coming is the preparation of ego for its marriage. For ego, quite literally, is about to marry soul. If you were preparing for a sacred wedding, what would you attend to? You would love both parties. You would bathe them. You would anoint them with sweet-smelling aromas. You would instruct them on what they are about to experience. Do this, too, with your ego. Your soul already remembers intimately its reunion with your ego. Prepare your ego for its immersion inside soul. How? You might wish to reread this book, this time recognizing that your ego is reading it. Pause, taking slow, deep breaths, as you support your ego to digest this wisdom as it reads. For reading the ego and the soul is like waking from a dream. It is like remembering what ego once knew, yet has long forgotten. Empty out your past. Digest your new experiences in the now, so that you never again accrue a backlog of past. Resensitize yourself to intuition. Listen in and follow your cues. Challenge your worldview. Lift it up an octave. Personally experience vantage from a higher, wider, broader, more inclusive perspective. Notice how your heart opens, how you wonder in awe at the great vastness and poignancy of all that you now see. This is all you need to do to know. This is everything. This is your script. And as you take these sweet, liberating steps, remember to find your flock. Seek and welcome others like you who are listening in. For when two or more are gathered, the voltage of consciousness, of memory, that can pour through you collectively is exponentially increased. Create wise, compassionate boundaries via your yes, no inner signals, your upward, downward spiraling cues. Create these compassionate, clear boundaries with activities, information, and people who are not yet understanding what it is that you are awakening to. These internal and external boundaries will keep your energy focused upon your path. For time is of the essence, here and now. Nurture alliances with those people who, like you, are aligning their free wills with divine will. You will know them. You will recognize them via their demonstration of benevolence. Together, you will expedite your individual and our collective progress upon this path. We are becoming, as we speak, the incarnate guidance as this ship's bow turns. How? And why? Because we are committing, we are investing ourselves actively in real time now to familiarizing our egos with the new Commission 2 paradigm. And as our individual egos begin to recognize the dawning of their new horizon, their non-annihilation, their inclusion in this new plan, as our egos recognize this as their reality, all egos will. For holographically, we are all one and the same. And as with the 100th monkey, as a human species, we are all connected together via the morphogenetic field, the consciousness that binds us intrinsically as a mutually co-arising system. When one or more of us evolves a new capacity, we are all electrically wired to receive it. This is the sublime efficiency of evolution. This is the ultimate gift.